Psalm 53:1 says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good." Every atheist and agnostic I've ever talked to demonstrates the foolishness spoken of in Psalm 53:1. They say in their heart what they know in their mind and conscience is not true. And on Judgment Day, each of them will admit this. And on that day, they will not only confess that they know that there is a God and foolishly deceive themselves in their own heart, but they will specifically acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, as Paul describes in reference to Jesus in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11 says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." It is fitting that most atheists actually will describe themselves as agnostic. The word basically means without knowledge. An agnostic admits being ignorant. The agnostic will specify that this ignorance is only about the existence of God. But I've never found an exception to the fact that they are ignorant about the evidence for God and even what the word faith means. If you listen to atheists and agnostics debating theists, or at least defending their position of agnosticism or willful ignorance about God, you will hear them bring up the word faith, and in every instance that I have ever heard, they give a false definition of what the word faith means. How can you take a position and then debate a term that you are completely ignorant of? Yet, they do. In the God delusion debate with Christian apologist and world-renowned Oxford mathematician John Lennox, the very bold and arrogant Richard Dawkins repeatedly demonstrated his ignorance of the meaning of the word faith. He actually said that faith is, quote, "believing something when there is no evidence," end quote. Those were his exact words. Yet the Bible is clear that faith is based upon evidence. We read in Hebrews 11:1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." In other words, faith does involve the unseen, but it is a belief based upon substance and evidence for the unseen. Our whole system of criminal justice depends on this concept of basing a belief on substance and evidence. Only on rare occasions is a murderer convicted based upon video evidence showing the murder taking place visually for all to see. In nearly every murder conviction, the prosecution makes its case for a conviction based upon the substance of their argument and the evidence presented to support that argument. That's the same standard for the Christian faith. The accuracy and ancient testimony confirming the content of the Scriptures. The vast wealth of Bible prophecy without a single false prophecy. The historic nature and evidence for the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. The life-changing effect of the Scriptures on individuals for thousands of years. Evidence of design in creation and counter-evidence opposing naturalistic theories. The numerous philosophical reasons to believe in a creator and the God of the Bible. We've made 53 devotionals up to this point with nearly 5 hours of evidence for God. And we've just started. Faith is not blind faith. That's why you have to add the adjective blind to it. Because faith is not in and of itself blind. Yet, the dishonest or ill-informed atheist and agnostic has deceived himself or herself into thinking that faith is blind faith and that there is no evidence to support the Christian faith. And as we are demonstrating, they are dead wrong. The fact is, atheism and agnosticism itself is a blind faith in unproven theories, and their belief is actually an example of what they are accusing Christians of doing. They are making a blind leap, not the Christian.